Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accompanied federal agents on enforcement operations in New York City. There has been a surge of operation across the country. And ICE Field Director Garrett Ripa tells ABC the first priority are people with criminal records.
But as we go through those lists, individuals primarily with final orders of removal, perhaps that don't have criminal records, I would say those would be the next priorities that we'll go after.
The White House Budget Office has ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that program might conflict with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are not affected. Today, the Senate could vote to confirm Sean Duffy as the Secretary of Transportation. And there's been a settlement in one of the most high-profile transportation disasters of the last few years. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million for all claims related to the train derailment. This is ABC News. More people are buying new homes. The Commerce Department says sales of new single-family homes jumped unexpectedly last month, up by 3.6%. In Southern California, 3 weeks since the wind-whipped Palisades fire erupted in Los Angeles, and now the people forced from their homes by the flames are being allowed back to see what, if anything, is left.
For the first time since the Palisades fire started and days after President Trump visited, insisting everybody be allowed to go home, Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass announcing all evacuees can return.
Today is really about focusing on the recovery and getting people back home.
The neighborhoods are only open to residents, and from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., some areas require a police escort to get in. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A freight train carrying tons of soybeans jumped the tracks outside Portsmouth, Ohio, near the Kentucky border. Experts say the cold made the rails brittle. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
I came home early and found my husband swiping left. It's true. He was looking for something new. So I just decided to confront him.
I'm looking at movetomadison.com.
Well, at least you're keeping it local.
It's the Aaron Weber Group. You said you wanted a home. They can get us the best place with updated market reports and instant property value quotes, virtual or in-person meetings. Happy Valentine's Day?
The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Movetomadison.com. Swipe and find your true love home today.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothy Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live. How noble? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Bucks defeat the Jazz. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Another win for Milwaukee, 125-110 over the Utah Jazz. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why would the refs call a flagrant two foul on the Bucks' Andre Jackson with less than a minute left to play.
Late in the game, my opinion, the refs are probably trying to keep the game clean. I think Sexton and Dre were getting into it. And honestly, I think they believe, get one of them off the floor so nothing happens. So I get it. I didn't think it was a flagrant two, but, it, you know, I think that's the reason.
The Bucks are in Portland tonight against the Trail Blazers. College basketball, the Badgers travel to Maryland to play the Terrapins tomorrow night. Wisconsin now ranked 17th in the nation. NFL, the Green Bay Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a contract extension, adding on an additional 2 years. Bisaccia is assistant head coach and special teams coordinator, and Luke Getsy has returned to the coaching staff as an offensive assistant. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and mild today, but continued quite breezy. Highs in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, lows near 30. Again, though, the wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. And is this Facebook warning here?
Don't pay attention to it. Facebook, remember, Facebook doesn't like us.
I know
that. So oh. They're today they decided to not let us stream there.
Really?
Well, it happened for a while, remember? And I swear, every day on my personal Facebook, because I've got the station page attached to it, I get messages about how we're violating copyright law. Every single day I get notifications about it, so that must be why.
Doesn't seem right, does it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's every day?
Yeah, you know, I've run into stuff like this with YouTube when I did my blog posts.
Yeah.
I'd get warnings from YouTube about, you know, copy protection, violations. They'd even put me on the list. Yeah. And if I got two more violations, they'd take away my site. The whole thing is just insane. And I have to dispute it most of the time.
Right. I think we just need to go back to distributing our content on tape, from person to person, handing off a VHS tape. Someone watches it, passes it on.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Okay.
That's got to be the solution.
Go with that.
I know. I got banned once. My post got banned because Scott Walker was talking about students. Yeah. And of course I disputed that. I said, "Have you guys even listened to any of this?" And they withdrew the ban on that particular blog post that I made. But it's crazy. You got algorithms and tell them that these things are happening and there's a violation. And it's usually, just kind of a social violation. You know, it's something that they won't allow, like, you know, lies or, no, that can't be right. Yeah. So whatever it is, you know, said everything's okay because I haven't posted anything in a long time. So happy ending.
So everything's good.
Yeah.
All right. 8 minutes past the hour. Yeah. It's cool outside, but not bad. Not bad, 27 degrees, and it's going to be a nice day again, but kind of windy. Shall we check the afternoon high?
Yes,
Why
don't we check that out?
What do you want to go with? I'll leave it up to you.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the one-armed bandit myself.
Okay, let's go with that. First number, 0, 4, Six. Oh, I got one ahead. Okay.
There you go.
Oh, no, we got the jackpot.
You were right
anyway.
On. You were right on.
46.
46. That's really warm. Wonderful.
Yeah. And again, pretty windy with partly to mostly sunny skies.
Well,
Happy
I've been accused,
Tuesday.
I've been accused of putting off the National Day calendar, and I apologize to everyone who anxiously awaits this.
Well, we'll jump right into it then. Okay.
Okay.
I didn't know you were taking some flack on it.
Oh, man, you know.
I apologize.
People are not happy.
What is it today? Is it National Kazoo Day?
Uh-huh.
National Gift of the Ladybug Day? National Plan for Vacation Day? Data Privacy Day? National Blueberry Pancake Day? Or National French Toast Day?
It's not French Toast Day, is it?
No, it's not.
You know I love to make French toast. And
well, you got it right.
I
Oh, I'm sorry.
Try to pay attention during this.
I'm a little slow
segment.
This morning.
See, I didn't even notice because I always get the buzzer. I'm thinking something went right. Yeah, I've got a whole loaf of bread waiting on the countertop to be made into French toast.
Mm. Excellent. Well, thick, you can make it anyway.
Thick, firm.
What kind?
Texas toast.
Texas toast?
Yeah.
That's what you got.
Yeah, you
got
to get
the
thick
plain.
Bread.
The plain.
Yeah.
It is National Blueberry Pancake Day.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like blueberry pancakes, here you go.
All right.
National Plan for Your Vacation Day. I suppose now would be a time to start planning a vacation.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. National Privacy Day. Let's see what that's about, because privacy is on everybody's minds.
It is now, because the government's got AI watching over us now.
Yeah. Reminds us each year on this date to review how your data is used. It's an excellent opportunity to take stock and evaluate your personal cybersecurity. Our personal data is collected and used through a variety of media for numerous reasons, blah, blah, blah. On any new advice, set your privacy settings immediately.
Oh, yes.
This includes new applications, social media, and programs. Never use unsecured Wi-Fi, especially for banking or shopping. And check your bank and credit card statements regularly. There you go.
All right. Okay, well, that's
some
nice.
Words to the wise.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I got a question. You know, it's being winter and everything, and people like to kind of huddle down, stay close to home. And Sam, you have a finger on the movies that are shown on campus. Is there any kind of festival or anything? This would be the time that people would go to these festivals, isn't it? During the winter.
Yeah, this past weekend. Well. The Wisconsin Film Festival is coming up, I think, the second week of April. But this past weekend, we just started up this semester's run of Cinematheque movies.
Oh, okay.
So working at the theater last weekend and going forward.
All right. Anything really fantastic? Anything we've recommended
you know,
see?
To be honest, I don't actually look at what's playing until like the day of. This past weekend, we played Slapshot. And I never saw Slapshot before. That was a hilarious
That's
movie.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I mentioned it's National Kazoo Day, and you asked us to bring in our kazoos.
Yeah, do you have a kazoo?
No.
I don't.
Oh, man.
I don't.
Sorry.
I don't.
Well, what, do you have a kazoo?
At one point, I did. I don't remember what happened to it.
You know, they've been around for 200 years. 200 years, according to this. The day also encourages playing and learning about the kazoo. It requires little effort, it says here. No kidding.
No kidding.
However, some skills necessary to make intelligible music. The simple instrument adds comedic punctuation. We all know what kazoos are, but
we know it.
Warren H. Frost was the guy who proposed the name kazoo when he submitted his U.S. patent application for the toy.
What the hell?
It's got a patent on it. It goes back to January 9th, 1883.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you guys ever listen to the Kazoo Kid?
The Kazoo Kid.
The Kazoo Kid.
I don't know.
The Kazoo Kid was a meme, probably 10 or 15 years ago.
Okay.
I pulled up a little clip of him. Would you like to hear the kazoo kid?
Yeah, sure. Love that.
I like to sing, dance, pretend, and kazoo.
It's the kazoo kid.
That is really cool. I didn't know about the kazoo kid. It's cute.
It was like this video from the 80s of a instructional video on how to play the kazoo, and there was this kid who just loved playing it.
He really sounded into it.
What he's up to now, you know, to grow up, to become a professional kazoo player.
I hope so. He was so good at it.
Mm. I'll have to do some follow-up on that, a little research.
Yeah, that's really great stuff. Okay.
Good deal. All right. That's it for the National Day Calendar. How about the history for today? Have we opened up the book lately?
No, we haven't. Well, not since the weekend and Monday, because we talked to Pam Yonke yesterday. The book looks good and dusty today.
Why would it be dusty?
Oh, my God.
God! What is this?
You going to be okay?
What is this dust that keeps appearing on here every day?
Asbestos, I think. Judging by your cough.
Unfortunately.
Man.
All right. Well, what's going on? What happened on this date?
Yeah.
So, you know, leading up to World War One, the Germans kept sinking American ships, and we didn't like that, right? Before we were even in the war. Well, today in 1915, they sunk the first one, the William P. Fry. It was just a boat carrying wheat from the U.S. to England.
Hmm.
And, How do you think we would react today if some country just, like, decided to start sinking our cargo ships?
Don't give them any ideas, okay?
Yeah, you're right.
That could be another ploy to get tariffs in place.
Today, in 1958, Legos were patented. I didn't realize they were as old as they were.
1958?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been around a long time. You ever go to the museum?
Like Legoland?
Yeah, Legoland in Schaumburg, right?
I have not been there, no.
I've heard of it, no. Yeah. I've never been there.
Been there a couple of times with the kids, yeah.
They like playing with Legos?
Bought a lot of things. They have
they're expensive.
Well, they have a whole Lego set. The sets are really expensive. They have a room, though, where you can buy bits and pieces of the Lego pieces that you want most, like windows or headlights for cars and heads, faces. Different faces.
How many different kinds of Lego pieces do you think there are?
I don't know, but there's a lot of a big Legoland down in Florida too. I think.
Is there?
Yeah. Huh. In fact, there are probably quite a few of them.
Pretty much invaded this country. They've taken over all the toys.
Mm. Never was really into Legos as a kid. Were you into those?
I don't remember them as a kid.
Yeah, me either.
Because my parents steered us away from the Legos. Probably very expensive at that time too.
Yeah.
I was really good at puzzles.
Mm.
And I
like
was
jigsaw puzzles or other kinds of puzzles?
Yeah, all kinds of puzzles. I was very good at putting them together and putting them together fast.
Mm.
My friends would come over, my mom's friends' kids would be my age, and we'd get together, and I'd just put those puzzles together and freak them out. So so I was really good at that. I don't know if I'd ever be good at Lego.
Yeah.
It seems really hard and complicated. I made my kids buy Legos because I wanted these brilliant children. I was believing everything about Legos.
Hmm. You know, are they good with Rubik's Cubes? Do they do those?
They didn't bother.
They never got into
they
those.
Never bothered. Okay. But still, isn't it fantastic? Somebody can put a Rubik's Cube together properly in seconds.
Yeah. Just a few seconds.
That's almost impossible.
Blows my mind.
If you just turn it once, that's how long it takes for them to get the whole Rubik's Cube figured out. It's like, what?
It's crazy.
Something wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else in the history book?
excuse me. We got one more thing. Today. Okay. What?
What? No, go ahead.
Today in 1985, whole bunch of musicians got together as USA for Africa, and they recorded We Are the World.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Are we going to hear some of that?
We are.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's all for a great cause.
Oh, it was.
I apologize for playing this for everybody out there.
All right. We're just getting going on a Tuesday morning, back with more.
Yes, we got to take a break right away here. So cut that off.
Oh, no.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Burlow Mattress is more than just another mattress store. They're building better sleep for Dane County with handcrafted mattresses made to order right in Madison. And since they live there too, they make every dollar spent matter, actively partnering to benefit the community. You may even see Maddie the Mattress mascot bouncing with joy around town. In this new year, get what you deserve. A mattress that supports your dreams. American made, locally crafted. Valentine's Day is almost here. Grab an Edible Arrangements delicious fruit bouquet with same-day delivery. Call 608-441-3535 or visit edible.com. Use promo code DANE20 for 20% off. Make this Valentine's Day unforgettable.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's east side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Vacation.
It's my usual look, isn't it? Okay. All this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show is brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com. It is 21 past the hour and 27 degrees.
That's one of those songs that I need closed captioning on.
You think so?
It's just the same thing repeated over and over
but
again.
But I can't understand a single word they're mumbling.
Yeah, I don't get it.
All right.
Phone lines are open, 608-879-8255. That's 879-TALK, or you can text us on the Civic Media app. That's
the
easy way.
You watch movies with closed captioning on?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, during the music, they play a music song or something during the movie, and the lyrics are in closed captioning.
Yes.
And then it kind of collides with the dialogue that's also in the movie.
Yeah.
You just got to, you know, stay alert.
It's kind of handy, though.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. A friend of mine records some of this stuff, these pay-per-service movies, and he posted it on another website for me.
Okay.
I don't want to give too much away, but anyway, you know, he wasn't putting closed captioning on, and he posted Wicked, and I really wanted to, I wanted to see Wicked because it looks very imaginative, very colorful.
Right.
And I couldn't understand a word. We watched like three or four minutes of this thing, the opening song, and I just completely, is there a story here? Are they telling me something? They're setting up the story. I wouldn't know what they were talking about. I couldn't understand the lyrics to the first song. I have to have closed captioning for some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not because it's, you know, a problem with hearing. It has to do with the mixing that they're doing on movies nowadays. And there's been a whole bunch of stories.
You should have bought
that.
The soundtrack on LP where it would come with all of the lyrics on the inside sleeve.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's one of those situations where you're just baffled. And now they make certain kind of settings in your receivers now, and in your headphones. If you have new headphones, you can set the headphones to voice, so you can understand the dialogue much easier. And it's pretty cool, actually. We have headphones like that now. Sony headphones are fantastic, but you can get a certain mix. You know, the three-dimensional. You could also get surround, all those things in just a pair of headphones. It's fantastic stuff, but at the same time, listening to the actual dialogue in a movie helps every once in a while.
You've got those headphones in your home theater?
Yeah, we do. Yep, yeah. We have two, and my wife and I used to put them on because we didn't we wanted to bother the tenant upstairs. Because, you know, I have an incredible sound system, and I like to hear it at full blast. I'm older now. I can do that.
Turn it
okay?
up.
Okay? That's my rebellion against the man. So I have these great speakers, but at night, we used to listen before I had this job. Mm. We used to stay up till midnight, 1 o'clock, watching these really loud movies.
But the headphones help out a lot.
They really help out, yeah. So in different ways. So, yeah, check it out. It's great stuff.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the thing here, and I'll give you a tip. Okay. You don't have to buy new ones. You can go on eBay.
Okay.
And they even have new ones on eBay, which is what I bought on eBay. But I got these Sony fantastic movie headphones. eBay has better prices for all these products.
Excellent.
Just a little buying tip.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
I know you're suffering through
this. You
just
go on and on about your movies, don't you?
I really love it, and that's why I love listening to Petraba. I find out even more.
He was playing a clip of a movie.
You put him up
on
the big screen, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
Did you listen on the way in this morning?
I did, yes.
They played a clip of him in some movie. Schwab.
There's guy is putting a movie together every month of the year.
Okay.
Right? He's got a movie for every month of the year. I don't know how he's doing that. I don't know where he can play those every month of the year, but he's putting those together. He had a trivia contest.
It's a good deal.
It was interesting. Pete Schwab.
We got to get Pete on the show sometime. Right?
I'd love to have him on again.
It's hard to get him up this
great.
Early in the morning.
He's probably
doesn't wake up so early because he's up late at night.
Yeah. Well, he lives way up there in...
up north.
What? Ashwaubenon or... I don't know.
Yes. Yep.
Is it really? Okay.
No, it's... It's not Ashwaubenon. It's...
Why are you both looking at me?
Because we figure you must know.
I know
he lives
things.
North of Green Bay somewhere.
Right. A lot of territory up there. I think he drives in like an hour a day or something.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's pretty far north.
That'd be cool to stop into the studios in Green Bay.
Mm. Yeah, we should go up there sometime.
Yeah.
Why not?
When we're visiting Pam Yonke.
Yeah.
Take a look at her home, her Packer house.
Stop in with Mino and the mayor. That'd be good.
Yes. Love to talk to them.
With those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can finally pick Todd's brain about all his ghost hunting.
Ghost hunting stories. I could tell him a few, you know.
Yeah.
About my dad going to the motel where ghosts were turning on the faucets and flushing the toilet.
Again, we still think we have a ghost in the building here because the lights keep going on and off.
Yeah, what is that all about?
Weird things happening on the air.
You know, that I thought I saw that ghost. I think he looks very much like a cleaning guy.
No. That is our cleaning
guy. Oh, that's
our
cleaning guy. Ah.
You're hallucinating again. It's scaring us all.
He hasn't. He feels his responsibility to clean this office
when we're
even in the afterlife.
That's his unfinished business.
That's his unfinished business.
Okay.
We break ourselves
a little
up.
Bit later on. We're going to have Jim Santel join us in our 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
We've got all kinds of legal questions for Jim.
Yeah, he wants to talk about birthright citizenship.
Mm.
And I want to ask him about the suspended passports, how legal that can be.
Yeah, all kinds
of... prevent people from getting new passports.
Yes, that'll be a little bit later on. Again, phone lines are open this morning, 608-879-8255, and you can always text us on the Civic Media app. Back with more of John and Gordy right around the corner.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Change of administration has not meant a change of buying patterns on the export scene, at least not yet. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yesterday's USDA export numbers, for example, showed pretty firm buying patterns. Corn and soybean numbers were within the range of estimates for this week's export sales, but still higher than the five-year average. That's according to Greg McBride with Allendale Commodity Group.
Corn and bean sales came in inside of the range of estimates. We look at these numbers and say 1.669 million tons for corn, 1.49 million tons for soybeans. Even though they were inside the range of estimates, these are still very good sales. These are actually both above the five-year average for this particular week. So this is a good look for both corn and beans as we kind of move into the Trump administration and start to think about potential implications for tariffs and whatnot.
Greg McBride with Allendale Commodity Group out of Iowa. Now, that has not led to confidence in the marketplace this morning. Numbers are lower. I've got those next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up 2 at 184. 40-pound block cheese, 3 3/4 stronger at 187. AA butter stood still, 253 a pound. The February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 8 right now, 1987 a hundredweight. March, down 13 at 1946 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn down a penny at 457. November soybeans are down 2 at 1041. July wheat right now down 2 at 559. Dow Jones Industrial Average only 10 points stronger. That's as of right now. And that is your market update on a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Mostly sunny and mild today, but continued quite breezy. Highs in the mid-40s, wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, lows near 30. Again, though, the wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in this state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, your innocence is proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. Sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Find out what's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
You calling me a liar?
I ain't calling you a truther.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
You know, you really should check out Idiocracy again.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole new dimension to it now that we have Trump reelected. Yeah, there's some dumb stuff. And let's start off with what's happening in Ontario, all right? The premier in Ontario is threatening to ban U.S. liquor in their stores up there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, Canada.
If there's any kind of tariff put in place on Canada by Trump, they're going to possibly ban U.S. liquor. I'm not sure if that includes beer, but...
would seem they probably have plenty of their own liquor up there, but especially beer.
They Molson's. Do. Yeah, they have that.
Yeah.
I remember when that actually tasted good. I thought it tasted good. That's before the big rise in microbreweries.
Hmm. Yeah. It was a good beer.
Having a good beer.
I haven't had Molson's in ages.
It took me a while. I was up there for a week staying with my sister. She was just starting to go to college in Toronto.
Hmm.
And it took me about a week to get used to the system they have up there for returning bottles.
Is it different?
And buying beer. Yeah. You have to go in and, you know, it's like the new places where you buy marijuana in Illinois. You know, they really... make you go through all of these different iterations, you know, buying something.
Checkpoints.
Yeah, checkpoints.
Different rooms to go in and out of. And
then they give you the right amount and all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really strange, but it does keep all that stuff out of ditches and garbage cans. I mean, you have to bring this stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great stuff. But in bars, that was the craziest part. And the hardest part, you can't walk around with a beer in your hand. You have to be seated, or I guess, or at the bar, but you can't walk around with a beer.
In the bar?
Yes.
What if there's not enough sitting room? What are you supposed to do?
I don't know.
They have plenty of places to sit there. Not that many people.
It's a small town, Toronto.
So Ontario's thinking about banning U.S. liquor?
Yeah, yeah. If there are any tariffs put in place by Trump, and that's another big threat. How about this? Remember how Tucker Carlson talked about Daddy coming home? And of course, that was Trump coming home.
Yeah.
And it was so sick and so strange,
weird. That
we thought, okay, well, that'll be the end of that one. Nope. It's brought up again in a conversation. Republican Byron Donalds talked about it, and let's listen to his little rap here on Fox News. Listen to this.
The numbers. He'll figure a way to do it.
It's not just going to be that. I mean, when Americans see deportations or repatriations happen, they're going to be like, thank you. When they see the border closed, they're going to say, this is what I voted for. When they see peace starting to like break out again around the world, they're going to be like, this is the stability that we were asking for. Daddy's back.
So,
and that's what you're going to see.
So you just tease the numbers. He'll figure a way to do it.
God. It's not just going to be that. I mean, when Americans
Daddy's
see deportations
All right.
or...
All right. Let's just... what is wrong with him? We've abandoned that idea, okay? My God.
Where's Byron Donalds from? Where's
I don't know.
Is he a Congressman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody here told us that Petroaba lives in Marinette.
Oh, okay.
I remember that now. Recall. Total recall.
We can go to his
right
house.
Here.
We can go to his house.
Okay.
And Matt in Middleton, do you think Mega's abandonment of regulations and the move fast and break stuff attitudes are an attempt to still compete with China? I don't know.
What does the rest of that say? There you go. What?
The GDP is more than the West, and we, the U.S., are now number two in AI because of China. Yeah.
Well, there was a big drop in the tech sector yesterday in the stocks because of that new AI that China came out with.
Yep.
Deep. That's not Deep State. What's it called?
DeepSeek.
DeepSeek. Yeah.
And DeepSeek, I think. And they have managed to put together an incredibly smart AI.
Yeah, for like project $6 million or something, but really cheap.
But the point is that they save a lot of energy because that's one of the drawbacks for AI, especially these huge data banks. They use a tremendous amount of energy. So we're trying to catch up. And, you know, the idea of putting in a nuclear power plant is like, you know, it takes about 20 years, 15 years to build one of those damn things. So that isn't going to help. But, you know, taking offline all of the solar energy and all of the wind energy, just because you want to increase the amount of oil and gas and whatever else you want to use for alternative energies, that's not going to do it. All right, we've got a caller.
Yes, Mark is on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah, you're bringing up the whole daddy's home thing. And apparently Mel Gibson made a comment out in California. Not only is daddy home, he's taken off the belt. These guys, I don't understand the whole...
Yeah.
You know, part of the whole daddy thing is, you know, it used to be the king was called the father of the country rather than figurative daddy is, you know, he's apparently our little king now, and we all have to bow down to the king. And that, how long is it going to be before it's like in the old Oriental courts where I'm talking like the Near East, you know, where you see where right. you have to, you know, fall down on your face before the king and kind of crawl before him. And you know, then in some of those cases you see the old movies where the king put his foot on your neck or
right.
whatever, so you just don't show your complete obedience to this guy. And also, didn't I hear yesterday I think Dom was talking about that we paid $800,000 or $8 million or $800,000 to fly those immigrants back to Colombia. Apparently it was what $80,000 a pop. That
that's right. Yeah, that's,
they used a military cargo plane to do it rather than just the commercial flights that Biden had been doing when the flights were taking place during his administration. You know, at a very much lower cost. So how much is it going to cost, you know, to carry out these inhumane deportations that Trump wants to do now? They're going back. They're sending them back on these deportation flights in with zip ties along their ankles and handcuffed. Well,
they're in chains, and they're not able to move around in a 14-hour flight.
Right.
And that's what Colombia was complaining about. You know, they wanted something a lot better than that. They didn't want these cargo planes, the military cargo planes, coming in and dropping off their people in an inhumane way. And that's all they asked for. And that's what prompted Trump to threaten tariffs and destroy their country with. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, something really radically wrong with that idea, right?
And if the only crime that these people are being, you know, if they're truly criminals, you know, that have committed some heinous act or some crime here, rather than just they crossed illegally, you know, the MAGAs will say, well, it's a crime. Well, some of these people just get across the border just to come here and work. And if that's all they've done, why deport them like that in chains? Because it's all show for Donald Trump, show for his base to show. Look at these criminals we're sending back. Well, there's a big difference between somebody that just crossed the border and you catch picking vegetables in the field and you're deporting him, and some guy that's actually committed a crime in this country, and you're sending them back. And even in that case, you still should be treating people like human beings. I mean, Donald Trump is a felon. They didn't drag him into court in chains after his conviction.
Well, you know, I know about the planes, though. The commercial flights are, you know, very inexpensive, typically $400 or $500 or something like that. And all I have to do is use that instead of the cargo planes for $800,000. Mm-hmm. So if they're trying to save money with Doge, they should start there. You know, this whole thing, my son has more of a conspiracy thing going on this whole thing because Trump got rid of a lot of the judges on the border who decided, you know, whether these people could stay, whether they're seeking asylum, whether they can get into the country and be released. All, you know, the judges have been taken out. They stopped that. That's one of the many things that Trump has stopped in this country. And what his theory is that they want to just keep these people in these camps and prisons and never let them out, not even send them back home. Hmm. That's his thought. I mean, that is a scary thought.
It is.
Don't know why he has those thoughts. Maybe I should have given him a happy childhood book of some sort, you know, maybe give him some dreams and hopes instead of the AI-driven dystopian novels that I always gave him.
Well, too late now on that.
Yeah. yes.
Yeah, well, Trump is trying to deport, like, they have a goal of 1,000 a day.
Yeah.
1,000 a day. Yeah. So that's a lot of flights.
That's a lot of flights.
And a lot of money. And a lot of effort going to round people up and make a big show of it, bring the cameras, you know.
When you think of it, though, it's not that many. I mean, what they want to do, what they've said they were going to do, it's going to take actually many more years than Trump is going to be president, I think. Mm. All right, let's get into only Trump could properly lead the country, okay? This is crazy stuff. Scratch your head with this one. Keep in mind that Trump has gone full-blown dictator at this point, and that was the first thing he was going to do, and everybody kind of missed that on the list of did he accomplish his promise or not. Well, in this case, I think he did. He is a dictator at this point, really, you know, throwing his weight around the world, totally missed by the media. I don't know why. But anyway, Tennessee Representative Andy Ogles is the latest to step up, introducing an amendment to the Constitution giving the 78-year-old geezer a try at a third term. Ogles claimed Trump must be given the time necessary to enact his legislation, saying Trump is the only figure in modern history who could properly lead the country. Oh, really? Hmm. Well, his plan, modify the 22nd Amendment to allow a president to serve up to 3 4-year terms, sycophants. Just love to kiss up to this dictator, don't they? It also excludes Obama. They managed to write that in, mandating no eligibility for a third term if a president was elected in 2 consecutive terms, which is the only way most of them are reelected. So, dang. Wow. This also puts in play what I've been saying, and now, you know, we have to start putting in a 4-year plan to run for president. Okay, that's why this is really important. That we do something like that with rallies at least 3 times a week by the person running for president. I mean, you know, 3 people can do that. At least we have people out there messaging the Democratic Liberal Progressive plan, the pro-democracy candidates. Remember, Florida Representative Greg Stubbe's proposal last year was to rename the U.S. coastline after Trump. So when you get stuff like that, you want to remove these people from power, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
By the way, did you hear overnight Google is calling it the Gulf of America now?
Are they? Oh, no.
Yes, they have gone with that. Yeah, not kidding. That's not a joke.
That is an acquiescence.
Yes. Yes, they've bowed down.
Wow, they sure did. Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah.
Well, okay, now I'm depressed. There's a corner over here that I'm going to be in the fetal position in.
Okay. That's, well, you've been there quite a lot lately.
I have.
Every day after the show, you just kind of curl up.
And... Well, I'm glad he vacuums that corner over there because I made that my home.
Get your blankie and start sucking your thumb.
That's right. I might just join some of the homeless people on State Street. Okay. We can commiserate.
Okay. Well... this portion of the John and Gordy Morning Show, it's brought to you by Verlo Mattress. Maybe you can get a mattress out there, too.
Yeah.
Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted Verlo mattress. Check them out on Madison's east side or west side, or just go to verlo.com. Ask about their lifetime comfort guarantee.
All right.
Be right back.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, hon, have you been to Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie yet?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I know. I love the pizza.
Pizza is ridiculous. That crust.
Right, and they have 48
beers on tap and a great selection of wines.
And the atmosphere.
Not only is the restaurant gorgeous.
That room with the giant,
giant windows that open, and they won a Best of Madison Gold Award this year.
I love Sugar River
Pizza on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie.
You took the words right out of my
mouth.
Yep. SugarRiverPizza.com.
Oh, so you have heard of it.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. Big story coming up next hour. We all have to adapt to the tariffs.
We do.
The increased prices and everything. We just have to adapt because Trump knows what he's doing, and we just have to put our trust in him.
Thank goodness there are no tariffs on the weather. Not yet.
Not
anyway.
Yet.
27 degrees currently. Highs today in the mid-40s. It's going to be beautiful.
Beautiful
all
day.
All day long.
Yep. We were going to grill out a couple of weeks ago. We predicted warm temperatures, but it just didn't turn out well. So I think this time, if we can, we're going to get those brats out.
It's supposed to be kind of windy, though. So
Yeah.
That might put a damper on your plans.
All right.
Sorry.
All right. Thanks. AOC is out there, and she's talking about Colombia and the tariff punishment that Trump wanted to levy on them. She said, the punish Colombia, Trump is about to make every American pay even more for coffee.
She not
must
coffee.
Love it just like we do here on the show, right? Remember, we pay the tariffs, not Colombia, she said. Trump is all about making inflation worse for working class Americans, not better. Mm-hmm. He's lining the pockets of himself and the billionaire class, and that's what she said. But guess what? Biden deported by plane a similar number of immigrants. Did you You know,
well,
this is called showbiz.
Right.
We have videos being recorded of Trump deporting all these individuals, going out and, capturing mm-hmm. them in mm-hmm. public. But it's just, it's a media thing.
It is.
So let's listen to Cut 148 and get the scoop.
On Thursday. So deportation flights, nothing new. I mean, we've just heard about a whole series of them. So why is it suddenly an issue now?
Well, there are two things that make it different. And to give a little bit of context, I want to look back at some of the numbers under the Biden administration. Just for Colombia, for example, there were 124 deportation flights from the U.S. To Colombia back in 2024. As a whole, deportation flights from the U.S. to about 150 countries around the world, 640 between June and October 2024 alone. So as you said, absolutely nothing new. What is new is A, the use of military planes, and B, the way that the Trump administration is making a show of it, posting yes. pictures of people in shackles. And so I think the mix of these two, and we saw some of the leaders in South America saying that they didn't want to see military planes and accepting the charter flights, not accepting the military flights. So that maybe has something to do with it. But of course, the Trump administration is trying to make a show of their crackdown on immigration. And press secretary, Carolyn Leavitt, said today's events, talking about yesterday, make clear to the world that America is respected again. So it is about making a statement. So far, the numbers are in line with what has happened in the past under Democratic and Republican presidents. But it was something that the Trump administration wanted to really crack down on, immigration. They know it works with the American public, and they've made it a show, and they've even have this slogan, promises made, promises kept. And this is how they're showing that they're keeping their promises.
It's called marketing. That's what it's called.
Yeah. And they're going into churches and schools, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think Biden did that. That's the worst part. And we talked about that yesterday where they went into elementary schools.
Yeah.
Elementary schools, take the kids out, capture the kids, make the parents, I guess, try to pick them up. Mm. I don't know. There's something terribly ugly about the idea
yes.
of that. Right?
Yeah.
Well, here's something terribly ugly. The Tuskegee Airmen, groundbreaking black pilots, known for their service during World War II, and the Women Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, mm-hmm. the female World War II pilots, have been removed from the U.S. Air Force curriculum.
What?
That's another big move by Trump.
Not in the history books anymore. Huh?
Not on the curriculum. Mm. The U.S. officials confirmed on Saturday to CBS News this information. It has to do with diversity. See, this is the excuse, right? To get rid of DEI, affirmative action, anything that may even have a whiff of diversity, it's gone. And that's why they've taken away the Tuskegee Airmen and the Women's Air Force Service Pilots part of their curriculum for, believe it or not, the U.S. Air Force. Why would they even need to know that? Immediate steps were taken to remove curriculum that is now under review to ensure compliance with the executive orders issued by the president. Historical videos were interwoven into the U.S. Air Force and Space Force curriculum that are no longer there.
Space Force. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, the Tuskegee Airmen, they were heroes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and the Wasps were too.
Yes.
So that's outrageous. I know. I know. I know. Final word on Hegseth on the show. This is why these DEI conversions are funny to me. The black guy, this is an observation by somebody, another wisdom on the web. The black guy had to be a brigadier commander, division commander, corps commander, multinational corps commander, United States Forces commander, Vice Chief of Staff of Army, United States Central Commander, get awarded the Silver Star, and be a four-star general to even be considered for the Secretary of Defense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Meanwhile, the other guy was drunk all the time, tried to get up on stage in a strip bar, and was just a guy in the Army.
He got the gig.
He's a white guy, and the other guy was black, so...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there he is.
That is it.
Yeah, he's in charge of the Pentagon. All right, it is 6:58. Coming up in our 7 o'clock hour, attorney Jim Santel will join us. Going to talk about birthright citizenship and a whole lot more. Right around the corner.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Jane, Matt, Nair, and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the Wisconsin Supreme Court race now getting attention from the New York Times. We'll break that all down and wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. There's uncertainty around almost every federal aid program after the White House Budget Office in a memo ordered federal agencies to stop any financial assistance spending if they suspect that it conflicts with President Trump's executive orders. Medicare and Social Security are exempt from the memo, but ABC Chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says
the directive is not specific, but it's clearly far-reaching. It says, quote, this memorandum requires federal agencies to identify and review all federal financial assistance programs and supporting activities consistent with the president's policies and requirements.
Immigration arrests continue to increase. ICE says nearly 1,200 people were arrested yesterday. Chipmaker NVIDIA suffered the largest single-day loss in stock market history, nearly $600 billion Monday on news of a Chinese company's AI product. Meanwhile, Boeing says it lost almost $4 billion in the fourth quarter. This is ABC News. General Motors